When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
We're back. We have never left.
Yeah, we're stuck in here. I haven't left the front door in a long time.
I ventured out to the hospital today to get my infusion, and it was a ghost town out there. It is alarming.
Really?
To drive down the highway and be able to speed in Los Angeles.
That's crazy.
But anyway, thanks to everyone who had to work so that I could go get my meds.
And thanks to everyone who made it through our special quarantine bonus last week.
Did you listen to that?
We're back to regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, I would love to do another bonus episode if we're still stuck here. So send us your quarantine reviews.
Yes, please.
And we'll maybe do one. Put Corona or social distancing in the title. Maybe we can do another episode.
We'll see. Maybe if they're good. That was creepy. Okay, our theme for this week.
Why did we do this?
Was Lord of the Rings in New Zealand.
I struggled with this one.
Really?
I struggled.
Well, I had a challenge that I struggled with, too.
What was your challenge? It was Olive's fault.
It was, given to us by our friend Olive, who wanted me to find negative reviews of New York City bodegas that mentioned the bodega cat. I struggled at first, and then I kind of didn't struggle. You'll see.
Okay.
But I've got all sorts of stuff.
You, like, reroute?
I do reroute a little bit.
Okay.
But in a good way, I think. I think people will be pleased. So, let's get started.
Okay, I also want to say real quick, my sister-in-law Eve is actually studying abroad in New Zealand right now.
Oh, hi Eve.
And I really didn't think to ask her anything about Lord of the Rings because I did my research this morning. But hello to Eve in New Zealand, if you ever hear this.
If she doesn't, Sherry will.
That's right, Sherry will say
hi.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, do you want to go first? I think you probably might have more than me.
Sure.
Okay.
My first, like, 4 out of 5 are of Hobbiton movie set tours. This is where you see the actual hobbit holes, like where they live.
Oh, Hobbiton.
Hobbiton.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I went there a lot too.
Oh, you did? How was it?
I'll tell you in a variety of ranges shortly after you tell me this.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Well, here is a 1-star review by Vicky. I am pretty sure this place is amazing. However, I'd like to share our disappointing experience. We stopped by on our way to Auckland Airport. We didn't have enough time for their tours because we needed to catch our flight, so we thought we could just go self-guided. However, we were told we were not allowed to do self-guided tours. We checked their website before our trip and didn't find anywhere saying self-guided tours not allowed. Later on, we eventually find the info, which was in the FAQ section on their website, hiding under Book Now. How would ordinary people click Book Now to look for FAQ? This is not user-friendly and is very confusing. I would strongly recommend to move the FAQ section to the homepage or have a clear statement on homepage saying self-guided tour is not allowed. End of review.
Dear webmaster, I have some advice. This is Vicky.
Please respond.
I have something to say about your webmasting.
It's literally called Set Tours. Like, why would they think that you could do self-guided? There's nothing about their title. And also, all of the other reviews were complaining about the way the tour was.
Who wanted, yeah.
And it was very clear it wasn't self-guided. Yeah. Like, they won't let us wander it around. I'm like, what?
You're like, oh, she says, oh, how would ordinary folk find us? As if there's like some highfalutin order of people who can figure out what an FAQ section is.
hiding.
You gotta be a webmaster to figure that out. Well, sorry, Vicky. Do you think she wrote that on the airplane? Probably.
Probably.
Sorry that your visit was unfortunate. You know who else's visit was unfortunate?
Tell me.
Tad's. Tad gave 1 star. Hobbiton is a bit of a bore. It's just a bunch of wall facades against a hillside. Kind of boring. Also uneventful. Unless you are some sort of hobbit geek, I would suggest other trips. Beautiful views of Alexander's farm, though.
Oh!
And this is where I decided I had some questions for you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I thought maybe...
Tad figured it out.
This is like an Animal Crossing adjacent review. God. I don't know. But I was like, what the F? I did do some research.
Yeah?
It does turn out that...
That my farm...
That Peter, whatever his name is, who directed the movies, or he saw Alexander's Farms and was like, this is where Hobbiton goes.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
So it's called Alexander's Farm.
Why can't I come up with his name? What is wrong with me?
It's Peter something.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, is that it? Because I kept seeing people yelling at Peter as if Peter, again, was some sort of webmaster who's going to read Vicky's emails. People kept saying, Peter, this was a terrible tour. I'm like, Peter didn't create the Hobbit and Mead tour.
And also, people were complaining, like Tad, that it was, that nothing was exciting or moving or any, I don't know.
Moving!
Like, people were complaining that there was no action. It's not like you're in the movie. Oh, it's literally a set.
I saw people saying, I'm so disappointed there weren't characters, people in character.
Oh my God. It's not Disneyland.
I was like, it's an actual mountain that you're looking at. Part of an actual piece of nature.
And someone said, oh, you should just spend the money on Disneyland. And
oh my God.
I checked so it's 80-some dollars, New Zealand dollars, but in US it was under $50. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of pricey if you're not interested in The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings trilogy. But you can't spend that at Disneyland. What are you talking about?
$50?
You're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, you can on a churro.
Oh, true. Got him.
Got him. Your turn.
I have one from Stefan.
He sounds eloquent.
Last time I said Stefan, I think you said Stefan.
I said Stefan, and then
Stefan, that's what it is.
I said Stefan, and then I said, you know that thing of like, and then you said, what thing? And I said, no, that's my Stefan character.
I was like, this sounds vaguely familiar. Okay.
Call Vicky. Tell her someone's in character, and it is right here in our studio. Finally, something's moving.
So, Stefan says, 1 star. The tourists that drive along that road to get in and out of the main entrance need to be made more aware of traffic. I was cut in front of yesterday. Maybe the management or Hobbiton can get some more signs showing which side of the road they should be driving on, as well as give way signs or some sort of better traffic management system. Maybe the big white arrows need to be remarked closer to the entrance points as well. End of review.
Do you think this is an American driving on the wrong side of the road? And they're like, what are all these tourists?
I'm hoping so. I love how he mentions that there are, in fact, big white arrows and still blames the business.
Just make them bigger.
And not the tourists? Come on.
Hobbiton.
Like, don't give those...
It's the problem is all the signs are written in runes or whatever they speak in Hobbiton.
They speak in runes. Oh,
I don't know.
Lord, Christina.
I don't know. And I'm going to find out very shortly once this releases and people angrily tweet at me. But as you know, I will ignore it and continue to say that people in Hobbiton speak runes.
Stop saying speak runes. That's not a thing.
Okay. I have another one for you. This is a 3-star review by Gerald. I was disappointed I wasn't allowed to touch or even open the door to Bilbo's home. I just wanted to go in for a second and look around. End of review.
Well, no.
I do like that he wasn't allowed to touch or even, like, open the door.
Like, I get the touching thing, but the fact that I can't open the door, walk inside, and look at everything, what's that about?
Is this like a police state?
Yeah, what the heck?
I just want to look inside Bilbo's kitchen.
People were like saying, oh, I felt like cattle not being allowed to go and wander if I stepped on the grass. I mean, it's a movie set. It's not
also
like a playground.
I think someone lives there.
Oh, yeah, it's like owned by somebody.
I'm just also disappointed Gerald didn't get to go look around because I really want to know what's in that little Bilbo Baggins.
Maybe just
basement.
Watch the movie.
Or that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. In his basement.
But I want to touch it.
Oh, the dream.
We haven't talked about basements in a while.
I think that's for the best.
We spend a lot of time talking about
keeping
Walmart greeters in my basement. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know.
Specifically teen greeters.
Teen greeters in the basement. Makes it
that much more problematic.
Yeah, let's leave Bilbo out of this.
How are they doing, by the way, with the quarantine? I guess they're safe, right? At least.
I'm all out of pasta. The noodles are gone.
The noodles are gone.
But I have...
Send nudes, everyone, please.
Send nudes, but not to me. I told them, like, you're welcome, because this was my idea months ago.
It's like they're on Big Brother.
Yeah.
They're safe.
But, like, better.
Yeah, yeah, because they're in your basement, not
right.
In, like, a studio with, like, plenty of people watching
exactly.
And stuff. It's just, it's, like, really quiet.
A lot
and, like,
of noodles.
Noodles.
And also, I told them I had this idea months ago to quarantine you. And now you should be thanking me.
Mm-hmm. Are they thanking you?
They haven't. I haven't checked in a while.
Okay.
So I just sometimes.
I might have to go down take some credit.
Throw some spaghettis down there. Slurp it up.
Okay. Now we're done with that. My next one is of Hobbiton again by Jens. 1 star. Local guide. Let me just point that out.
Oh, great.
Too many loud talking Chinese people. Only guided bus tours. Very expensive. There are much better places in New Zealand. End of review.
Here comes a headache. This is called my racism headache. It comes on every episode.
Every episode.
Especially Corona and somehow already in this one. It's just wild.
It really bothers me when people say there are so many better places in New Zealand. Like, in a country. Well, okay. New Zealand is a fairly big place. And also, this is a one-of-a-kind type of location, too. You're not going to find a better version of this in New Zealand. If it's not your thing, that's one thing. But
there's only one Hobbiton.
There's only one Hobbiton, as I famously always say.
I never understood it until this very
now
moment.
Now it all becomes clear to you.
Thank you for explaining yourself, finally. Yeah, especially if you're a local guide. You know what? He probably just wants to, like, post reviews to become, like,
true.
You become a local guide by just, like, saying shit over and over again?
Maybe. He only has 81 reviews. Huh. So I don't really understand. But, 358 photos.
Oh,
I think
God. It
was, like, 200 of those were of Chinese people.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. You were, like, her eyes were like, oh my God!
They were videos That's of how problem. Loud they talk, apparently.
With him yelling over it to tell
Why
him to
are you
be
so
quiet.
Loud? Okay, so so the next place I went was called, I wish I knew how to pronounce it, but I looked these up in a place where I couldn't quietly listen to the internet. So it is called WETA Weta Workshop. And this is the basically where they make all the manufacture props for New Zealand movies, including an alien movie that's really famous. Oh, shoot. I forget.
Good one. Jojo Rabbit? I don't know. That's
yeah,
what I think
was,
of New Zealand.
The one.
No, I'm thinking. I'm just trying to help you move on to a different movie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh my God. You just literally explained my fucking review. Thanks. Okay. Well,
really?
Here we go.
Oh.
This is 1 star by Suzanne. This tour was just a money-making exercise on the part of Weta Cave. A young apprentice showed us in a walkway in a small entrance to a factory. We looked at a giant weird rabbit from a TV show. Is that what that is?
I mean,
I've never seen
Jojo
it. Is it
rabbit
about
is,
a rabbit?
No.
Oh, okay, then never mind. This doesn't explain anything. Forget it. It doesn't explain it. We looked at a giant weird rabbit from a TV show and a couple other film dummies, such as a sword. We walked around a passageway shaped like a C with displays everywhere. The apprentice talked about how they make the props, but we weren't allowed in the factory, and what we saw was not much. I would recommend you save your money and go something else a little more informative, fun, or interesting. To be honest, this put me off hobbits.
Nope.
End of review. But rabbits, though.
That's the first thing that's ever put her off to hobbits.
It took a lot to put Suzanne off hobbits.
What the hell kind of tour is this that puts her off to hobbits of all things? I mean, like, what negativity is in there? Like,
did you not hear about the giant rabbit?
I did, and I'm still confused about it.
Well, I don't have clarity for you, but I can say that it seems like a cool tour.
Yeah.
You can watch people manufacture things. That's cool.
Why would you want to go in? Why would you think that they would want you in their factory?
Alexander, everyone wants to touch everything. How have you not learned this?
Insane.
From our show, all people want to do is touch things.
Growing up, our mom would get so mad at us if we touched things in convenience stores, like anywhere. Even just to read wrappers. But now I touch everything in stores. I go in a gift shop and I'm touching everything. I'm like looking at it. And I think of how mom told me not to. And I'm like, this is America. But in Germany, I don't, because I'm scared. Even though other people do.
I had no idea about any of the above. I don't remember mother telling us this. Maybe it's because you were the only problem child.
Yeah.
In this scenario. In this one instance. Yeah. There were many.
It just might be my anxiety putting words to something that never happened. Or it's something that's in my mind.
Mom's favorite line is, I never said that.
Yeah, so I don't think it was like in a strict mean way. It was just like, hey, like, don't go around touching everything in the store. I was bumbling around knocking things off shelves.
You did have a big unwieldy head.
I did. I still do. I still struggle.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but I mean, I think it's a fair lesson to teach your child, I guess, not to touch things.
Yeah, no, it's not. She wasn't wrong.
Do you know what I remember?
It's just still stuck in my head for some reason. Do you remember?
We were at Kenwood Mall, and there was this toy store, and I was walking around, I guess, touching stuff, and I walked out, and we were walking to the car, and I realized I had a little stuffed ladybug still in my pocket, and I had shoplifted said ladybug. By accident.
Okay. Now you're covering your tracks.
Oh, my God. And I panicked. And I freaked out. And I told mom, because, you know, my Catholic guilt complex. And I was like, I don't know. It was an accident. And she was so angry at me. And she made me walk back in there and tell the person at the front that I stole their toy. And I'm so traumatized by this because I'm like, it was an accident, truly. And everyone kind of shamed me. And all the adults stood there and made me like... apologize for my sins and that poor ladybug. I just had to stick him back on the shelf.
That's so sad. I remember they gave me the whip to hit you with as punishment in front of everyone.
Oh my God.
Part of the shaming process.
Yeah. We read a lot of those cautionary tales as children. You know the ones. No. Cutting off fingers.
The shears for your thumb.
The shears for your thumb. Yeah. That was a big one.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
Let's see.
I think it's my turn.
Your turn. As my notes do declare, it is your turn.
This one I just like for like one sentence. And I don't know if it's funny. Okay, no, this is a 1-star review by AGA of Hobbiton. This artificial movie set is way too overrated. Believe me, you will feel bored after seeing the third Hobbit's hole. Oh, this is the first person to... Everyone else said Hobbit holes. So like the third Hobbit hole would be like the proper way to put it. And of course, AGA says... Hobbit's hole. Okay.
He really misunderstood the brochure.
I know. I'll just keep going.
There's more?
There's more. That was my favorite part, but there's more.
That was, I will say, the first hole's thrilling. The second one's exciting. The third one is snooze fest. Okay, your turn.
The level of hospitality that each staff can offer varies. My experience was a big disappointment as the staff showed me how rude New Zealanders could be. The staff of major tourist attractions like this should be professionally trained to show at least some respect towards visitors. Regarding my bad experience, one of the tour guides snatched my friend's phone rudely and deleted the photos of her peeking out from one of the Hobbit's holes without...
Again, they really misunderstood really this for sure.
Without any warning in advance. However, when I Google images about the place, there are lots of photos of people doing exactly the same thing. They should put on the sign, "No entry," if the holes aren't supposed to be entered.
Oh, my God.
This is 100% racism. End of review.
Sorry. Okay.
First of all,
they went into Bilbo's basement and they know.
They crawled into Bilbo's hole.
They crawled right into Bilbo's hole and then smiled right on out.
And thought it was okay to take photos of it.
This is so inappropriate.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I brought this to the table.
Sick. It's really sick.
Bilbo, we hope you're okay.
Bilbo, are you all right, Bilbo? Your name is the best. Hobbit holes.
No, Hobbit's holes.
Hobbit's holes. Yep, you're right.
See, it's worse.
Significantly
Hobbit
worse.
Hole is like what they live in. It's like a rabbit hole. But if you say rabbit's hole, like that is... see what I mean? So much worse.
Why can't I just touch Bilbo's hobbit hole? Hobbit's hole. Okay, right. It's bad. See? I want to enter Bilbo's hobbit's hole. It's awful. Why do I keep repeating it? No one can say. Okay, so I'm back at the workshop. This is a 1-star review by Heather. Guess I should have known. I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan. And Middle-earth stuff bores me to no end. But I took a 13-year-old to see it. I don't think he liked it either. End of review.
Maybe communicate with the 13. It's so vague.
To say I took a 13-year-old.
That does not sound okay.
Number one, questionable. Stop taking 13-year-olds to hobbit's holes. Second of all, I really like this one because she basically was like, Middle Earth stuff is so boring.
I think this person has a vendetta.
This is a Lord of the Rings tour.
Oh, it is? It's specifically for Lord of the Rings?
It's primarily like they have like the trolls. Okay. Those are from Lord of the Rings? I think. Trolls, and like trolls, you can hold the swords from the movies, and like people go there for Lord of the Rings, and I guess a giant rabbit. I don't really understand that part. Know.
Trolls. Wasn't Lord of the Rings like a rom-com?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Seven Dresses, but...
Oh, seven... it's like but like Shrek combined with Seven Dresses, where
yes,
it's like...
Yes, there's a lot of...
Romance.
Romance, and a lot of marriages, and breakups, and...
Dresses.
Dresses, and mm-hmm. So many dresses. So many rings, one large rabbit.
So many rings.
And there's a lord, I guess, of the rings, but I don't know who that is. But anyway, I personally just liked the one how angry she was that she knew she would hate it.
And
very
sure
much,
enough, hated
very much
it.
Did. And her that 13-year-old she abducted also seemed to dislike it.
I brought a 13-year-old. Oh, don't say it like that. How can you write that and not be like, oh, this sounds weird?
Yeah, it's really questionable. Okay, your turn.
This is actually my last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a 5-star review, too. This is of The Gardens of Isengard.
Okay, is this a redemption?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes 5 stars are
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a redemption of sorts. This is by Jake. And so for those who don't know, this is just a park, basically, but it's... where Isengard is in the film, that's where they
sure.
filmed it.
You know Isengard.
And taking the Hobbits to Isengard, you know?
I thought Isengard was a person. No. A troll.
No.
A lord of the rings.
It's a location. Got I don't it. Know the history of the location, so maybe it is named after a person. I don't know the lore quite as much as other lores that I know.
You don't know the lore
sense.
Of the rings? I will say, it's unexpectedly, probably to many of you, I did watch the movies and I did read The Hobbit. However, I didn't read the rest of the series.
I did watch the movies, including The Hobbit, and read The Hobbit. I did enjoy reading The Hobbit. I should probably read the series.
It's a very good book.
Rest of the series.
I'm sorry, continue. I know people are going to be like, Christine, you ever watched... I have, and I really enjoyed it. I'm mm-hmm. just being kind of...
That's one... If it were on streaming services, I would watch it now in quarantine. I think only like the second and third are on Netflix and not the first.
We should watch it.
Well, I want to watch the first too.
Smeagol.
Oh no. We do need to watch it. Okay. Anyway, this is a park called The Gardens of Isengard. This is a 5-star review by Jake. Good place to take the hobbits to. Just ask Orlando Bloom. End of review.
Ew, what?
He's in...
I know Orlando Bloom.
That's all.
Is Legolas.
Nice.
Emily a big poster of him in her bedroom.
Same. I mean, I had a poster of Emily in my room.
Okay, you guys, you're disturbing me. You know, she DM'd me recently.
Oh, shit, you're right. About the podcast, right?
About my other podcast.
Thank God. Okay, she doesn't listen.
So I hope maybe this never finds her ears. This is an old friend that I lost touch with.
I haven't seen in probably 20 years.
Same Z's. Whoops. Okay, see, I think I got...
Also, I did not have a poster of her or anyone in my room. I had a poster of a Chevy HHR that I won at the Dart County Fair in Ohio throwing darts at posters.
To be clear, he won the poster, not the car.
No, yeah, he won the poster of the car. And in hindsight, I'm like, what was my taste in cars?
It was...
Look up that car, everyone.
It was excellent.
I hope there's that one Chevy HHR fan that's like, yeah.
But I truly don't know what the hell that is.
It's like a weird... Christina, you're gonna...
I mean, I feel like I must have seen it.
It's like a weird half pickup thing.
What the
F? They also had like
another
version of it.
This looks like a PT Cruiser.
Yeah, it's similar.
It looks like a... You want a poster of this?
Yes, and I had it on my room, on my wall in my room.
Were there at least flames?
No, it was yellow.
Oh my, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I want a poster of SpongeBob. And it sealed my fate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
I'm not judging the car. I'm just judging that it's on a poster. That seems like a very random car to have on a poster.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a Mustang.
No, it's a fucking Chevy HHR.
I mean, to be fair, you were aiming for the poster of Emily and you missed.
I actually brought it with me and gave it to him and said, can you hang this up? I want to earn it.
Maybe you traded it in for six posters of... This is getting really wild.
I'm gonna
beep out her name, maybe, or her last name.
Because of all of this, I'm going to open my second White Claw of the evening.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. I'd also like to be clear that, like, last episode, when I did that, like, yeah, crack it open, you know, that's kind of a bit from My Brother Me, which I didn't kind of consciously realize at the time, and then I re-listened and I went, oh, I'm literally copying.
Do they open cans like that?
Whenever... Justin tries to, like, really quietly open, like, a bottle or a can, then Griffin makes a huge thing about it like, yeah, crack it open. And,
I didn't know that.
What was that?
It's a clown.
What?
It's a clown.
Clown? This is getting
it's
really...
It's a surprise.
He just gazed at me with the deadest eyes. I don't know why we were talking about that. Oh, because I said poster... Oh, so the Hobbits... Sorry.
I don't know either. Remind me.
You said... At Just Ask Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Emily had a poster of Orlando Bloom. Got it.
Now I feel like I need to bleep Orlando's name. This is getting really personal. I think I was confused because when you first read the review, I thought it's a good place to take hobbits. I thought it was going to be a dad saying, like, you know.
Oh, take your little children.
The kids.
I got it. Yeah.
And then it went to Orlando Bloom and I got flustered. So.
If I have kids, I'm calling them hobbits.
Oh, I already do call your future kids hobbits. They're so... have such
hairy feet.
Oh.
Close. We were almost... That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Considered I love a good mind meld.
Oh, I was about to say that, which makes it worse.
Yeah. Okay. I have one more one star and then a redemption.
Perfect.
This is a one star review of the Green Dragon Inn.
I believe that is part of the Hobbiton, and they give you a free beer at the end.
It is,
of the tour.
Yes. So you, it's a Hobbiton tour ends there and you receive a complimentary ale. And this is a one star review by Ben. They also serve like lamb shanks and like giant portion. It's supposed to be like eating like a hobbit.
Mm, second breakfast and stuff.
Yeah. Aw. Okay. How endearing. This is a one star review of the Green Dragon Inn by Ben. It's a nice and beautiful looking pub from the outside. Out of the LOTR movie set with a wonderful place. Heh. Sorry. Nope, that's what it says. It's a nice and beautiful looking pub from the outside out of the LOTR movie set with a wonderful place. That's all, though. Although beers are complimentary with entrance ticket, it's decent customized brew. Don't expect more. Food is very basic cafe snack type. I would really like to know what cafe he goes to that serves lamb shanks and, like, roasted potatoes, but sure. Food is very basic cafe snack type. Was hoping to have at least a few hobbits or LOTR characters walking around inside, but nope. Just your average employees.
That's funny. That's where he and I differ. I purposefully don't want those people to be walking around me while I eat.
In fact, you seek out locations specifically lacking.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-hobbit. I just don't think that that's always the appropriate vibe.
Alexander's not ready for children yet.
No.
So he's just trying to put it off as long
as he can. They have hairless feet.
They're just the smoothest feet.
Okay, too much. Way too much.
I've been kept in this basement for too long.
Continue.
Was hoping to have a few hobbits or LOTR characters walking around inside, but nope. Just your average employees serving your average beers and food. And you only get 20 minutes in the pub before they usher you back into the bus, and then your visit is over. End of review.
Oh, I hate it when you get free beer. It's
I hate when you get free beer and free lamb shanks, and then no hairy people come to feed it to me. It's just such a downer.
That's what you're used to, with like Blaze feeding you lamb shanks and stuff.
Oh my God. That's the life that I've chosen for myself.
Yeah.
And never look back. Now I really hope my sister-in-law does not listen to this episode. Moving on. I have one redemption.
Please redeem us.
And it is of a Hobbiton.
Yay.
Okay, here's the problem. I know I'm not supposed to touch my face, but there's so much cat hair in this house.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always getting cat hair in my mouth.
It's just gross. I'm not getting cat hair in my mouth, so you're doing something wrong. Because we live in the same house.
I'm staring at him for an answer, and I'm not getting one. Just dead eyes all over again. Okay.
I'm just thinking.
This is a 5-star review of Hobbiton by Kelly. Very few times in my life have I experienced complete peace.
Sorry. Kelly, I respect you. I'm sorry I laughed at you. I'm sorry. I respect that you find peace at Hobbiton. That was mean.
Spoiler
I
alert.
I immediately felt bad. I laughed.
Such a dick. Very few...
I bet it's peace. It looks really nice. Like, the scenery and everything. I would love to live in one of those hobbits' holes.
He's just real. He's trying to reel it back in.
For sure.
Very few times in my life have I experienced complete peace and utter serenity. Now you've ruined it.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm especially sorry to Kelly. I feel so bad.
Utter serenity.
This guilt will follow me for a long
Kelly's
time.
Kelly's life is chaotic, and you are making it worse. Hobbiton was one of those places that brought me to that point of utter relaxation. Though Hobbiton is busy, I stayed behind the group as usual, so I could have an extra amount of time gazing at all the perfection that is Hobbiton. Yes, this is a movie set, but I could imagine myself living there someday. The peacefulness of Hobbiton in the Lord of the Rings movies is brought to life here. The green rolling hills, the sounds of nature, and all the sheep in the background truly is what I imagined it to be. You can go inside one hobbit hole. Parentheses. I accidentally went inside another hobbit hole without knowing I wasn't allowed in there. There's no further information on that, and I'm so angry about it.
Does that mean all of the hobbit holes are... hobbit's holes are, like, furnished and stuff?
No, a lot of them are fake.
That's what I thought. Facades. So how do you get in?
Some of them are real, and I need to know what the fuck she found inside that hobbit hole.
Because I'm, like, trying to remember from the movies. I didn't know if they went in multiple hobbit's holes.
Now I'm thinking of...
Hobbit's holes?
Boys...
Oh, sorry, boys' soul. Holes. Oh, yeah, boys' holes. Yeah.
Get inside that boy's soul.
Gotta pay the troll toll. Get Damon. Into that boy's hole.
Okay, things have gotten out of control. You can go inside one hobbit hole. I accidentally went inside another without knowing I wasn't allowed in. You can also have a drink at the Green Dragon Inn, which is a must-do if you are a Lord of the Rings fan. I absolutely loved Hobbiton, and I would come back in a heartbeat. It's pretty cool standing where they filmed, but it's a calm place where I just want to lie on the grass and read a book. Hobbiton is perfect. End of redemption.
Beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Kelly, I want to be your neighbor one day.
Okay, you need to stop sucking up to Kelly.
I feel so bad for Kelly. But no, like, feel bad that I said that.
You know how sometimes we read 1-star reviews and it makes us want to go there more?
Yes.
Because those types of people
yeah.
didn't enjoy it, so mm-hmm. hopefully they won't be back. This is one of those places where the 1-star reviews, I'm thinking, okay.
You're on their side?
Okay, Vicky. No, I'm like, fine, you don't go. I'll go and have the time of my life.
With Kelly.
With Kelly in that hobbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Hobbit's hole.
Sorry, God.
God, you're so idiotic.
I know.
Just kidding.
That's your turn.
That was mean. That was almost as mean as what I said to Kelly.
You're like a mean drunk.
Oh, God.
That's what I always say.
Oh, man. Here we go. It's time for my challenge. My challenge was from our friend Olive, who wanted me to find negative reviews of bodegas in New York City that about the bodega cat specifically.
Right.
And for those who don't know, bodega cats are cats that are in these bodegas, which are like small markets and small convenience stores or delis, etc. And I did some research. The reason why they have these, of course, is for rats. The cats actually eat rats and keep rodents out.
I did not know this.
Yes, so there's a reason for these
cats. I thought
cats.
It was just like a quirky trait that bodega owners loved cats.
Actually, no. That was my first thought. But anyway, it took me a while to find a negative one. And the first negative review I found was actually in an article. And it was a tweet from @cornyasiangirl. So they are the ones who tweeted this.
Got it.
Screenshot. And their tweet says, "How miserable of a person do you have to be to leave Yelp reviews of bodegas complaining about bodega cats? Here's a review by Diana. 1 star. I've ordered from SK before, and the sandwiches are pretty good. Today, however, I decided to stop in and grab a sandwich. To my dismay, there was a cat perched upon some cases of Budweiser in the middle of the store. Besides being allergic to cats, I wonder what the health code says about this." End of review.
Oh my God. I will say, when you first began, I really thought you were going to say there was a cat standing on top of the queso.
See, that would be a problem.
And I was like, problematic. Queso Bud Light. Sign me up.
Based on what I've seen in pictures and in reviews, most of the time they're like on the newspaper stand.
They're
just chilling.
Like bathe in the cheese?
No, they don't. They're not in the food. Ugh. Anyway, so that is my first review.
Was that, who's that, Vicky? I'm calling everyone Vicky.
Diane or something? Diane? I don't know. I already forget. I don't like that person. Here is a review by Michelle of 8th Street Mini Market. It's a 3-star review. "It's nice to have a neighborhood market. The people that run this place are extremely nice and very neighborly. However, I've stopped buying from here because they have a cat who is always on the food shelves. This can't be sanitary." End of review. The thing is, this is a thing.
That's
like
what,
bodega cats are a thing.
I think that's even what Olive said. It was like, it's obviously someone who doesn't understand the concept of like...
Exactly.
Your average bodega. Because there was actually in Boston, the liquor store down my street that I would go to, it had a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really thought of it. And I one time walked in and there was just this cat chilling.
Yeah.
And I hung it out in there for like 5 extra minutes.
Yeah, it gives you a reason to stay
a
little bit.
A little sweetie pie.
Okay, and now of the same place, I have a 5-star review. So I sprinkled in some positivity in here because we're going through a trying time.
And also because you couldn't find any more negative.
I have one more after this, and then a bunch more positives. Because we're going through a trying time, not because I struggled.
Right.
I promise.
It's nothing about that.
This is a 5-star review of Daniel by... This is a 5-star review of 8th Street Mini Market by Daniel.
It's a 5-star review of Daniel.
Damn it, you're supposed to cut that out. That's why I repeated it. You're supposed to edit it out.
It's good.
"This is the best bodega in Brooklyn, hands down. Sandwiches and breakfast rolls? Check. Beer, wine, and other party basics? Check. Ice? Check. ATM? Check. Chubby bodega cat? Meow. That's cat for check." End of review.
Oh, I love it! Yeah. Hold on, I have another review I just remembered I found. This is a 5-star review of Daniel. By me. Daniel, thank you for bringing us positivity in these trying times.
End of review?
End of review.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell if you were finished or
not. Me and my bodega cat. Look, he's right there.
Hi, Juniper. Cutie. Okay, here is a 1-star review of Lafayette Grocery.
Oh, no.
By John. "I just moved into the area a month ago. First off, the store smells like cat piss.
Oh.
being they have a cat running around the old dirty store. The short cash register dude has to be the one of rudest jerks. I asked for a ham sandwich and they forgot to add the mayo and lettuce, so he decided to throw an expired packet in the bag and wrapped some lettuce in tinfoil. Are you effing kidding me? I just paid $10 to make my old damn sandwich. At that point, I was hungry and in a rush, so I just let it go. As I get home, the ham has mold on it.
Oh.
I rush back to the store.
And he says, oh, that was the cat's ham, sorry. We fed you the cat
Whoops.
Food.
And to the register guy, who happens to be the owner, he says, it's not mold. Sometimes ham has green-gray fuzzy spots. And he said, I can't refund me. You have to be kidding me. Stay away from this cat-rat disgusting place. Pretty sure they did use gloves either. End of review. If you couldn't tell, I read it as written. I did not take the liberty of translating. And this inspired me. Because he talked about greenness on ham. So I Googled.
Green eggs and ham.
Green, well, actually kind of. The University of Minnesota, on their website, so it's .edu, which means it's trustworthy.
Absolutely.
Has an article titled, Are Green Eggs and Ham Safe to Eat? And there's a question. I've noticed a green tinge on the ham I bought. Is this normal / safe? Answer. A greenish or yellowish cast on cured meats is normal. It is caused by the way light is reflected from the fat on the surface of the meat. Wrapping the meat in airtight packages and storing it away from light will help prevent it. The greenish or yellowish tinge is not a sign of spoilage or poor quality. It is safe to eat.
I can imagine everyone who, or the person who asked this question, who, or the person who Googled it and found the answer, then looked back at their ham and went, oh, no. Just threw it away.
To be honest, I mean, I wouldn't eat ham anyway. But yeah, if my ham had green on it, even if University of Minnesota says it's okay to eat, I probably wouldn't eat it. But now I have a 5-star review of the same place.
University of Minnesota.
Lafayette Grocery.
Got it.
By Fatima. Open, friendly, and delicious. Wraps and sandwiches are $6 and under. Adorable cat wanders around, ensuring tip-top hygiene. Smiley face. End of review.
Aww.
Yeah, making sure that all the rodents are gone.
What kind of world I want to live in. Also, I love that one of the qualifiers for a great bodega is open. It's open.
That's a good point. I just skipped right to the cat part in my mind.
Oh.
Open, friendly.
I just love that. I do, like, can someone tell me how bodega cats kind of, is there, like, I want to write, TM, I want to write a children's book about, like, how the bodega cat came to the bodega. And
there are, like, YouTube videos
cat.
And stuff. I didn't watch them because I was lazy, but, yeah, it's a whole freaking thing, like, culture thing.
When Alex Zinner says he's too lazy to watch YouTube, that's when you know this quarantine has gotten too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I also discovered Animal Crossing, my first Animal Crossing game. I bought it yesterday.
Alexander and I started playing Animal Crossing, so good luck.
Oh, I didn't know you'd actually started.
Yesterday, and I played it at Remicade, so I'm heating up.
Oh, yeah? What was the last thing you did? Do you have a house and stuff?
No.
I'm way ahead of you.
I know you are. I've been struggling to keep up, but I'm very excited to finally have a house like you.
I look forward to you joining me in... housing bliss
with my very own bodega cat.
Yes. Okay.
What fruit came with yours?
I got peaches.
Me too.
Everyone apparently
they
so
look like butts.
That's what Steven told. Well, he didn't tell me they look like butts.
That's what I told you.
He told me that that's a thing that people are doing, is they're re-rolling, they're like redoing their island until they get peaches because they look like butts.
So we were the lucky ones.
Yeah, and Steven also got peaches on his first try.
I'm into it.
Yeah, whatever. No complaints here. This has turned into an Animal Crossing podcast. That's bad. Anyway, I have more reviews. What are we
doing?
Wait,
you do? I thought that was the end. That's why I was going on.
No. My next review is of Deli Grocery by Jerice. 5 stars. Friendly little bodega, clean, great egg sandwiches, and the guy behind the counter is strict, but with a heart of gold when it comes to dealing with sassy kids. Fresh coffee and real milk always. Adorable bodega cat named Michelle. What more could you ask of your neighborhood bodega? End of review.
That- That's adorable.
Most of these have pictures too.
What a name though, Michelle.
Yeah, Michel, like the French, Michel. Like Michel.
Holy
like
shit.
The masculine.
That is one snazzy cat.
Oh my goodness, you better believe it.
That's a Jennifer.
Like a little tabby.
Sandy, look what happens when I pull his ears back. He looks like an alien.
He looks fucking scary.
He looks like an alien.
He's cool though.
He's cool.
Don't worry. Houston, this is a review of Houston Village Farms Deli by SR, 5 stars. By the way, the rest are 5 stars because
I'm like thrilled. I didn't know you got this many.
Yeah, they're all 5 stars though, which is not the challenge, but I don't care because I wanted to bring positivity to this podcast for once.
This isn't about
you, Olive.
Reviews. If you think that you've misunderstood the whole concept of our show.
This is a 5-star review by SR of Houston Village Farms Deli. Good lunch/dinner options, great breakfast sandwiches, solid product inventory for a small store, friendly staff, and a judgy bodega cat. Everything you could want from a corner store.
I need to write a checklist. Judgy bodega cat is now top 10 on my list checklist for good bodega.
Yeah.
Open is definitely on there.
Well, I mean, like, this is just such a funny thing, this whole thing. I don't know. Like, the whole idea of a bodega
cat. And it
cat,
makes me angry that people like it. Diane are running around going, I want to shut this idea down. It's like, stop ruining everyone's good time just because you think you have a cat allergy that you probably don't have. Diane.
Uh-oh. Called out.
Diane. As I, like, pull a cat hair out of my mouth. So gross.
That is pretty gross. All right. So, I have 2 more of the same place. K&K Deli. It's a 5-star review by David. Great neighborhood bodega. Gil and the guys are all friendly, as was Anna the cat, R.I.P. Yeah.
No.
This was in 2016.
Honey.
I like their coffee and 99-cent paper towel. K&K is definitely a great spot to pick up random essentials. End of review.
I love Gil and the guys. I picture that as a bunch of cats.
Yeah, R.I.P. Anna. But there's an update, basically, because a couple years later... that's a nice looking name. I just don't know how to say it. 5 stars. What a great bodega for everyday needs and my Ben and Jerry's fix. They make good coffee, have great snacks, have an awesome, almost famous bodega cat named Cash that is incredibly handsome and fun to visit. And everyone who works here is really nice. Love our bodega. End of review.
These are warming my damn heart.
Isn't this nice? I want a bodega.
Now I'm worried because of this whole thing.
Why?
Because of this whole thing, this
coronavirus.
Thank you. Sorry. Pandemic.
The COVID-19 pandemic.
I heard 99-cent paper towels, and I thought my first thought was, uh-oh.
They got a lot of business, probably.
Yeah, I hope they're still okay. I hope those cats are being fed.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I guess they eat rats, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, at least in L.A., grocery stores are open.
That's true.
Assume that means 7-Elevens, and because that's our equivalent here, because I feel like that's the only thing I have close to me.
Yeah,
which doesn't have a cat. That sucks. Could you imagine if 7-Eleven had a cat?
They put Juniper probably
in big trouble.
Just drop Junie off.
Well, that's all I've got, guys.
That was really comforting to me. Good. Somehow I really enjoyed that. Folks, we're trying to do more well, I'm just speaking for the both of us.
I'm like, what are we trying to do?
I don't know what the hell he's trying to do. But I'm thinking we should maybe do some little fun content things. So if you have any ideas of what you want to see on Instagram, or if you want us to, I don't know, do some extra stuff, YouTube.
What you guys, just tell us what you guys want.
Do Instagram Live. We have no idea. I feel like I'm overwhelmed with suddenly having like blank time in front of me, and also... like, we have this studio right here, and...
we don't have to leave the house for this, which is great.
We have a ring light, and we have internet.
We have a ring light. That'll make me look good. That's true.
It does. That's why I turn it on whenever Oxen and I are, like, having a meal or, like, hanging out. I make sure to place the ring light in about proximity of his face. Truly, if you have any, I don't know, ideas, hit us up, Beach2Sandy. That's just my little... spiel.
Yeah, hit us up. That would be great, actually. Come up with ideas for us.
I would love to do stuff.
Because we want to use this time well.
We don't know what you guys want.
Tell us what you
want. The hell do you want from me?
What do you want from us? Anyway.
What do you want from me?
I think she's actually just stalling because she doesn't have a theme ready. Do you have a theme ready?
Also, with this ring light.
Oh my god.
I don't. Oh, also, I wanted to say, somebody mentioned this and now it's haunted me ever since. That you were talking about bamboo toilet, your damn bamboo toilet paper, and then you said pandemic. Or no, you, no.
Yes, I did see
you
this.
You said pandemonium, and someone went, Alexander said bamboo toilet paper, and then the word pandemonium in the same sentence, and didn't latch onto the panda.
The panda pun, yeah. I'm sorry, everyone.
It hurt me.
I did order some bamboo fiber underwear.
Great. Talk about fucking pandemonium. Okay, I came up with this next idea out of my own very own brain. And nobody helped me.
Let's hear it.
It is to find reviews of universities, unis in England.
Oi.
England.
Going to uni.
Oi, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. The challenge this week is from Audrey, who emailed us. Hi, Audrey.
Oh, now I have to pay attention to this, huh?
Audrey says, I'm going to expand on it. This is a bad one. And like, this is going to be not a fun one for
you. I get it. Yeah.
Audrey says, I would love to hear reviews of places that shouldn't really be reviewed, like Anne Frank's house or the Vietnam Veteran Memorial.
Or the Irish potato famine.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I thought of. I want you to find negative reviews of places that really shouldn't receive negative reviews. Like, and I know that sounds vague, but know what I mean.
I know full well what you mean.
A lot of, like, memorials.
I know full well what you mean.
Tragedies. This is such a bad idea.
Such a dick.
This is such a bad idea.
You're like,
I'm sorry,
everyone.
I just want
to bring positivity to the world.
I did so much positive stuff this episode.
You've run out.
That I'm out.
Of goodwill.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I actually like that idea. I think it's going to be quite shocking and hilariously awful.
I think this might be a long
and very uncomfortable
long episode next week.
Very uncomfortable. Can't
so
wait.
So in the meantime, if you guys have any ideas, hit us up. We are here at your disposal.
Email us at beach2sandy@gmail.com.
Or if you find any coronavirus themed reviews.
Yeah, so we can do a bonus. We'd love to do more bonuses.
Part two bonus, maybe She for Madness. Otherwise, just sit back, take care of yourself, take care of your plants. And stay tuned for an extremely uncomfortable and unfortunate episode next week.
Can't wait.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.